Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pivotal. Pivotal game for the Browns. And yeah, I know they're 2-6. And I say pivotal because a win maybe gets some things moving in the right direction, maybe establishes some of the young guys moving forward, maybe buys the coach and the general manager more goodwill with ownership. They're back next year. The program rolls on. You lose to the Jets, Andy?
Yeah.
Katie, bar the door.
What? I don't understand. I think you're making it a bigger deal than it is.
Well, Andy, it's 10:23 and we're going till 2, baby.
Well, I'm just saying, I think, but by the way, as a public service message, Dan, tell me if you've got this.
Thank you, Dana.
Tell me if you've received the message, because I probably got it 7 or 8 times in the last 2 days. This is a public service message to all those people that ask me and think it's actually true. It is not true. The game has not been flexed to 4 a.m. on Tubi. Okay? Stop. It is not.
Oh, I had it at 5 a.m. on gas station TV.
Oh, I watch that every once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, right there.
Maria Menounos is on there all the time, isn't she?
Yeah.
There's some good programming on there.
And they'll put Browns Jets on there and have Maria Menounos. I'll get that out somehow.
Yeah, she's going to hold up a picture and call it the highlight of the game. Yeah.
She'll come in every so often and give us entertainment news so we can zone out from watching it.
Yeah. And actually, you know, it's kind of like music when you're on hold. Mm-hmm. It makes filling up your tank go by quicker. God bless you, Maria. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Well done. She's helping out humanity. So, Jeff, just so you know, again,
we'll
when people tell you this
again.
Are we not talking sports?
I'm sorry. I'm talking about the game being on gas station TV.
And I'm talking about the fact that people think the game is on Tubi and has been flexed to 4 a.m.
I just want people to know while they're filling up where they can see the game.
That's right.
This could end up being an absolutely pivotal game for so many reasons. Clark is in Cleveland. Hello, Clark.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Clark, are you calling from a phone booth and are you ready to change into your Superman outfit?
You know what? I can't even go into the phone booth right now because I'm just so upset and I feel like I have an anxiety attack in it.
I'm sorry. At least you found the phone booth. That's good.
I did find. Well, you know, I'm Superman. I got to know where that's at.
Wait a minute. You look like a totally different person when your glasses are on. I don't get it. Okay.
Next. I know. It's amazing how people fall for that. It's almost like how people are falling for this whole Browns thing. You know what? Let's rip off the Band-Aid.
Here we go.
You know, Jeff, you said that no one wants to see their team look like trash. Well, our team is trash, and I don't need them to pretend to be something else for a week against a really, really bad team that just lost its two best players probably. I don't need that. That facade, you know, that those glasses, I don't need them. I want this team to blow up. I would almost prefer they lose. I don't want to go that far, but honestly, I'm good with it because I need Stefanski and his whole coaching staff in the front office. Let's go. We've seen who they are. We've had them here for a while. They won 2 playoff teams. Nobody should still have, they should not still have their job. I think that's pretty much a consensus for anybody that's working, and let's just get past this.
All right,
Clark. I understand your point of view. But, Clark, you get a win. Harold Fannin looks great. Dylan Gabriel plays well. Maybe you have some hope at quarterback. The offensive line blocks well for Quinshon Judkins. You get a running game. You have a new play caller in place.
A little kickstart
for a good run to end the season, carrying into next year.
I like our players better than I like our coaches. And I would love to see these players get a chance under better coaching. We've not seen the ability to develop players pretty much at any position, maybe tight end or were they just good. So let's give these kids a fighting chance with someone new.
All right, Clark.
All right, Clark. Take care of Lois for us.
Clark has a perspective there that I don't want to agree with, so I won't, but it's an interesting perspective.
I just feel like the defense is on a different plane from this whole conversation on all that stuff. Like, if people...
The defense is good. It's not great, Andy.
At times, early in the season, it was borderline great.
Okay.
You know, the only
they're giving up a lot of points. They're on the field a long time.
Yeah, though. And they've had a lot of short fields too, Jeff.
I mean, I just said that.
I know, but I'm
there's no question.
There's only
Andy.
One drive all season that I kind of go back and go, man, the defense. What happened there? And that was against Minnesota. That's it. I don't really
stop
have too many.
You win the game.
Yeah, I don't really have too many complaints about the defense at all.
I haven't complained about the defense. I'm just saying it's not like
when Myles Garrett can have like five sacks in a game, they're doing something right.
Not the purple people eaters. Julio is in Lorraine. Hello,
if they were
Julio.
Winning, would they be, though? If this team was winning?
Ah, fellas, man. I got a big bowl of vomit right now.
Oh, bro, that's not
what'd
good.
What'd you have for breakfast? Bad eggs?
I had Browns news for breakfast. That's what I had with 2% milk.
Julio.
Oh, at least you're saying healthy. At least it's healthy.
Keep the fat down. That's good.
I'm trying to be as calm and civil as I can possibly be right now, but... Hear everybody talking. We had 2 weeks, you know, to get ready for the Jets. I mean, we're talking about we're getting ready for Girl Scouts. I mean, you know, high school football game. That's what we're getting into.
Oh man, there's some good high school. We're talking about one high school is looking at bringing in a major college coach. What I hear.
So who's going to be irrelevant about this game? Like, who? What are you trying to see on a team that's tanking? A team ain't probably even going to show up. It just don't make no damn sense. Like, okay, now the other way is that if we were getting...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're ready for a team like Detroit Lions, right? Then we can see what's going to be popping off, man. But and we had 2 weeks to get ready for the so-called Girl Scouts Jets.
Julio, they're the next team on the schedule, and you better beat them.
And I'm just saying, you know what? We can run up the score. Man, I mean, we can just go crazy on this. But this ain't the game to evaluate anybody.
But Julio, can I take,
they do have a one-game winning streak going.
Let me take you in this direction, Julio. You're backing up exactly what I'm saying, because if they don't beat this team, how pivotal is that for this team? If they don't beat this team that you're calling the Girl Scout team, although I've seen some very athletic Girl Scouts, if they don't beat this team, what's that say?
Right. And then listen here, right? Say if, Gabriel goes out the next two games and whatever, and, you know, we lose, and then we want to pop in Shador. That ain't scary for Shador because, damn, the teams are already like, all right, we ain't going nowhere. I'm not going to put this effort out. I'm not going to do this. And then Shador's going to look bad. And then one other thing, too, I need an apology from you guys because about a week ago, I was bringing up this new stadium. And I'm like,
it was a bad time to bring it up, too, dude. We weren't talking about that. We were talking about Joe Flacco. No. I love your phone calls, man, but just stay with the program. That's all we're asking. Just stay. You know what? You ever line dance and you feel like you got two left feet and everybody else doing something else? You had two left feet that day. We love you. Okay, I just want you to know.
I don't know you, Julio. I don't know
that. Just hold on. Just 5 seconds real quick.
You got five.
I was telling telling everybody that they might be holding back Shador, letting him learn the NFL, and in about 2 or 3 years, when that stadium is up and running, man, let that boy leash out, get the tickets. He's going to entertain everyone. And then, you know, you guys are like, that's not going to happen. Well, you know what?
Oh, this must have been a different phone call. Sorry, that was a different phone call.
Julio, what's wrong with what you just laid out? To me, that makes perfect sense. Julio, thank you. If you have a guy who lasted until the fifth round, let him develop. And you roll him out in the next two, 3 years.
Is right.
Great. What's wrong with that, Andy?
No, I have no problem with that. I must have had him confused with a different phone call.
He must have had us confused with a different show.
No,
I don't remember actually even hearing from him. Chuck's in a car. Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Welcome, bud.
How are you guys?
We're doing fine, Chuck.
You sound fine. So, Phelps, you said it would behoove the Browns to beat the Jets. Well, not only that, but it would also benefit them.
Thank you very much.
To the rim shot.
It'll behoove you to take care of your uvula, you know.
Can you say that on the air?
It's an old Saturday Night Live joke.
Easy for you to say.
Thank you.
You remember a couple years ago when the Browns had the Jets beat at home and lost in the last, a minute and a half?
Yeah, that was the game.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Chubb went into the end zone. All he had to do was go out of bounds. Anyway, any given Sunday, they say that for a reason. You know, I definitely want to see him beat the Jets, but you don't know what's going to happen. They're all professional football players, for God's sakes. That's all I got. I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that. Jets do have some talent on offense. Now, do they have a quarterback who can let that talent thrive? I don't know. Breece Hall's the real deal at running back. He's good. Garrett Wilson's the real deal. They just brought in two young wide receivers. I don't know what kind of an impact they might be able to have right now. But they have some guys. If you don't beat this team, what does that say about our team? That's the biggest point, because that's why I say it's so pivotal. You don't win this one. What are you going to win the rest of the way? Matt is in North Canton, home of the Hoover Vikings and others. Matt?
Hey, I don't know if this has been brought up or not. It's probably been thought of. If with Tommy Rees taking over, has there been any thought that Tommy Rees could Ray Farmer Stefanski? Because remember how Ray Farmer was, Miami was going to hire him and everything else, and the Browns were like, they're like, oh, we want to keep him. So we just made him GM. And Rees, we know, is how highly thought of, and he's probably going to get head coaching in college, head coaching interviews in college. Is it possible that if he does well the rest of the year, he could be considered the next coach if they decide to move on from Stefanski? Somebody brought it up in work, and I'm like, hey, it's a Ray Farmer thing. Thanks, guys.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. You know what the answer to that is, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Anything's possible. I would think that if it went well with Tommy Rees calling plays and the offense looks better, I would think that does nothing but benefit the entire team, including Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's just weird he's talking about Ray Farmer, and I'm like, I guess so. He was right. I forgot about that Miami thing with Ray Farmer. That was kind of a pivotal point for Ray Farmer's career. Where is he now?
I think he's working for somebody.
I thought maybe, was he working for Baltimore or something? I don't know. I
do not know exactly.
I wonder what book he's reading.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps.
Well, he's always reading a book.
I think,
and he would bring it up in every conversation.
I do think this is pivotal.
Ray Farmer is the senior personnel executive to the general manager of the Los Angeles Rams.
Ah, there you Rams, go. Rams, Rams, Ravens. I knew it was close.
This is the NFL. It's not the NBA. Do you want the Browns to win on Sunday? You know, that whole draft talk is there, and it's valid, and you're competing with the Jets for a draft spot and a quarterback probably in the draft of your choosing. Do you actually want them to win on Sunday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.